Welcome into Cashback Radio. Brad Dalius with you as always. Hope you're having a great week. Hope you had a great last couple of weeks as well. Hope you've been enjoying our best of shows that we played you the last couple of weeks. We're back now tonight live once again here at CashbackRadioLive.com. Another exciting guest coming your way this evening. We've been doing the show now for a bunch of months, and the guests just keep getting better and better. The feedback has been tremendous, by the way, from everybody who listens to this show on a regular basis, people who are just tuning in for the first time. The feedback is definitely appreciated. Takes a lot of people to put this show together, so we appreciate the feedback, and we're glad you're enjoying it. And we're very glad and very excited to now introduce tonight's guest. This guy has been building his team. He started really from the bottom, and now he's gotten to the top. This guy has just been tremendous in Savion. He's really killing it right now. He's earned his way up to a 3-star founder rank, as we're excited to be joined tonight now here on Cashback Radio by Mr. Jason Lyons. Jason, what's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
Hey, Brad. Appreciate you having me on. This is quite an honor to be on this little radio show here. I feel like I'm being interviewed like on SportsCenter or something.
Hey, man. Well, the pretty feeling cool. Is mutual. Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on this show. I know you've been doing some big things, so I'm excited to chat with you tonight. Big team down there in Texas, just in general right now with Savion. So, congrats to all right. You guys down there and all you're doing for the company. And to start off tonight, Jason, I wanted to kind of talk about you and your backstory for people who are just starting to get to know you. And, they've seen you here in Savion, but they don't know too much about you beyond that. And obviously that's a big part of the show, is to get to know the faces, the story behind the faces of people within the company. So if you could take us through your backstory, some past experiences, Jason, some of the things you've learned over the years, how you got involved being an entrepreneur and, getting involved with network marketing.
Okay. Yeah. So, pretty much it's pretty cut and dry. Went to school, got finished up with school. I did what society told me I was supposed to do, go and get a job and work hard and work your way up to the top and do, be in the social life of just, having that American dream, buying a house, and all that good stuff. But, when I was, I was in manufacturing for 15 years since 2000. So, I was with the one company for 11 years. I was basically a basic operator. I worked my way up and went to school and did a lot of different things. I worked my way up all the way to, operations manager. I was managing a plant of about 110 people. Real good life. I was working all the time, though. My wife, she got pregnant. And I was working 65, 70 hours a week, and it was just really killer. And then, when in 2013, I had a coworker of mine who introduced me to network marketing. I was always that guy that said, no, I'm not going to do that. There's no way. I'm going to make a living, basically using my hands and clocking in every day. But I went ahead and I told my wife in 2013. It was actually August of 2013. So we're at 3 years in this industry, and it's been great. But we went to one of his little home meetings, and I sat there and saw it, and I was like, the back of my head, I knew that, the power of network marketing is real, but I just didn't want to do it. But I said, okay, I'll give it a try. So, man, ever since then, I've been hooked ever since. And I can honestly tell all the viewers today, this is all I do today. There's no more 65, no more 70 hours a week. There's no more clocking in. There's none of that. So it's just been a true blessing for me, my family, my health, my life. And I'll never hit a time clock again. I'm hooked.
it's one of those decisions that it truly affects each aspect of your life, as you just kind of laid out there a moment ago, Jason. And initially getting involved with it, who was kind of the driving force? Who kind of pushed you in the direction of saying, you know what, I think this is maybe something that you should check out?
Well, you know, it wasn't really a driving force of anybody. It was more of the fact that it was the time freedom that I was looking for. You know, I got up and I started making really good money in the corporate world. And, you know, I've always, you know, you could buy a whole lot of things, but you can never buy back time. And this industry allows us to have that time freedom. And I know I was one of those naysayers at the beginning. You know, I was like, there ain't no way that's going to happen to me, blah, blah, blah. But it's true. I mean, if you just put a little bit of hard work in now, you can live like people want to live, you know, later. It's just been very humbling to me, and the people that we get to meet is just unbelievable. And the faces of individuals making a residual check, it's just, I'm addicted to it. I mean, I really am. I'm addicted to helping people and seeing people do something different to make a little extra money.
We're talking with Savion 3-star Jason Lyons tonight here on Cashback Radio. So, Jason, you make the switch. You move over to network marketing realm. How long do you think it took you to really make the switch from, you know, a work ethic point of view? Because it's different, right? Working a 9-to-5 job and then making the switch over as a network marketer, it's different. And, you know, it's so you have to put in a lot of work to it. The work, you know, the patterns change sometimes because you might work different hours here than you would have worked at a past job. How long do you think it took you to kind of get into, you know, a good pattern and rhythm that would allow you to be successful?
Well, I picked it up pretty easy, just because I'm really good with people. And my previous job, you know, as an operations manager, you got to work with a lot of different people, all the way from HR to the floor to your techs to, you know, there's just a whole lot of different personalities and different things that we had, you know, you have to deal with. So I would say I picked it up pretty quickly, but the getting it in full motion, it took a little longer because I was working a full-time job. But I was working part-time on my future, and I kept saying that over and over and over. But I would say that, you know, I picked it up very, very quickly because I love people. And I love to, like I said, I love to see people succeed, and that is very rewarding to me. So I would just say I picked it up pretty quick. And some people do struggle, you know, they do struggle a little bit. But like I tell my team, you know, every meeting that we have, if you're not having fun with what you're doing, this industry probably isn't for you. You've got to have fun. If you're sitting there stressing out and biting your nails and freaking out, oh my gosh, how am I gonna? Oh, I'm gonna have to pay this again or whatever. You're in it for the wrong reason. You got to have fun at what you're doing. Just like in a normal 9-to-5 job, you got to have fun working a job. If you're not, you're gonna be miserable. You're gonna hate life, and it's just gonna be, you know, it's just not gonna be fun for you. But I always instill that into my, you know, my teammates that definitely, if you're not having fun, this might not be for you. And I've been blunt and told them that. You know, and, you know, we'll lose some, we'll maybe perk some up, you know, people be like, oh man, he's right, you know.
Do you feel that your past work experiences have helped you in networking to recruit people, you know, the communication aspect of it face to face or over social media? Do you feel that your past work has helped you along here?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely has helped me because it taught me, you know, it taught me how I can get in front of people and actually really talk about what I believe in and what I'm seeing and what I'm, you know, trying to, you know, cast the vision to the people that I'm working with. My past job has helped me. My past career has helped me really hone those skills in because, you know, as a manager, you know, these days, it's more of a leadership role in most manufacturing plants, being able to be a servant leader and coaching and mentoring. That's the same thing that we do here in network marketing. We empower people to become better and greater. And so, you know, like I said, I picked that up very quick because I was already doing that in the process, you know, in my normal 9-to-5 job.
Let's talk about Savion for a second. 20% cash back. It's almost unheard of, right? In other companies, you don't hear about it. It's really revolutionizing everything. How did you hear about Savion originally? What drew you in most to it?
Okay. So yeah, that's a very simple question. I mean, very simple answer to this. I was sitting, I was in a previous business, to Savion, and a buddy of mine, she actually brought it to me and said, "Hey, take a look at this. I think that you might like this." So I was in the middle of, really hitting a big bonus and blah, 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 you know, and this other business type. And I said, "Okay, I'll take a look at it." So I looked at it and I said, my mouth fell to the floor. I was like, wow. I mean, okay, so you're telling me that we can get 20% cash back on gas, groceries, all that good stuff, and then the compensation plan was incredible. I've been in a couple different marketing gigs, and I'll tell you what, it takes a lot more than 12 people to make a $600 check every month. And that was what really drew me to it, because I knew I built a huge organization in my last business, and I knew that I could change and touch a lot more lives in this business model versus that one. So that's and it was in February. Oh, let me see. Yeah, it was in February, February 11th, I believe. And I said, okay, well, if I'm going to go gun ho, I'm going to go to Vegas because I want to meet, you know, I want to meet these guys. I want to meet the corporate staff. I want to really, you know, meet the people that are involved in this. And I booked a plane and I jumped on a plane and I went and saw the very first launch on February 27th. And, you know, it was just crazy to me. I'm looking around saying, you know, I'm like, wow, I'm one of the first here. I'm one of the first people that are here seeing this for the very first time. And I came back and I was motivated ever since. You know what I mean? Everything else went on hold. This became my priority.
What do you enjoy most, Jason, about being a part of Savion? You know, you mentioned going to the initial launch event in February in Las Vegas. Do you like going to the events? Do you like the calls during the week, the webinars? What's one aspect of the company that you enjoy the most?
I love the events. I don't think I'll ever miss one. But I think my favorite aspect of this is the leadership.
Yeah.
We're a new company, guys. And everybody that's listening, we are a new company. We're going to have our hurdles, but the response of our leadership and our corporate staff, and you know, they listen to us, and that's what's really key when starting a network marketing company. Because if you're dictating what to do and not listening, you're not going to get much of a good response. So that, you know, that's probably my favorite aspect of this is some business types, your CEO and your master affiliate. Oh my God, we have an awesome master affiliate, by the way. Shout out to Kevin Marino. It's just, you don't get that in other ones, other companies that I've seen. You don't get that personal development from them, you know?
It's so true. You hear it a lot, and it's unique here. And I like what you said before also about how, you know, it was special, that first event in February. There was something unique if you were part of that first wave. And obviously it's continued now, but the memories are always going to be there from that first event. So, Jason, great stuff. Once again, we're talking with 3-star Jason Lyons tonight here on Cashback Radio. We'll step aside for a quick break. We're back with more right after this.
Discover a new career. Clarify a new lifestyle or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Cashback Radio, live at cashbackradiolive.com on your laptop. We are also available in the palm of your hand on your iPhone or Android. Brad Dalius with you tonight, talking with Savion three-star Jason Lyons, having a lot of fun talking about this guy. He's just been really on fire right now with Savion and growing and building. Jason, one question I get all the time from people is, how do you build? You know, where do you start? How do you go about it? It's one of those common questions from folks. They just don't know where to start. For you, what is building like? What is reaching out to other people, talking with folks who maybe aren't familiar with network marketing, similar to how you weren't familiar with it just a few years ago? So you were in their shoes. So I'm curious to get your take on, you know, just building in general and talking with folks within the company.
Okay. So, you know, when I first began, I did exactly what I wasn't supposed to. You know, a lot of people, you know, your upline's gonna, or your sponsor or your leaders are going to tell you, you know, don't ever vomit the information. I was one that vomited the information all over the place. So if you're new and you're listening to this show right now, do not do that. You just do not do that, because it's going to be it's very difficult to rebound from that. But building a team is all about your foundation. Foundation is huge. You want to find 3 to 5 people that you can lock arms with and actually just, you know, build this empire together with you guys. And you know Jim Rohn will tell you, if you have, you know, if you find, you know, two or three people that have the same goal, nothing is impossible. And I take that to heart, because you got to have a strong foundation. So, you know, I'm a very good belly to belly, face to face marketer. I do a lot of that here in my area. But I've also picked up the skills on Facebook that definitely, you know, your social media platform is huge. There's a lot of different ways that you can actually, you know, get the content out there. One thing that I do teach my team is definitely, you know, do not spew the information. You know, if they it's funny, because we'll have a new one, you know, we'll have a new person in, and they'll, you know, they're really pumped up and jazzed, but they'll throw their link out there, and I'm like, hey, take that off, just, you know. So I try to make sure that, you know, they learn from my mistakes from the beginning. But definitely choose those four, three, five people, and really just lock arms with each other, and really, you know, if they're not gung-ho like you are, find some more, because there's going to be people out there. And that's the big thing, is I tell people, is don't ever quit. Do not quit. I started with I sponsored 3 people, and I have an organization of over 300 people right now. And it's not what I did, it's what I started. And, you know, I kept hearing that prior to Savion, and I never really saw it. I never really saw it, because it felt like I was the one doing everything, you know. And but it was a real big wake-up call with my wife. She's 32 years old. She had a, you know, she had a TIA, I believe that's what it's called. It's basically like a mini stroke. And she was in the hospital for 3 days, and I didn't touch my phone, my laptop. I didn't do anything while she was in there. She was my number one priority. And what was really cool is when I got to looking at everything, my business grew by over 30%, and I was still getting paid every single day that I was in the hospital. The first time I ever saw that saying come to real life was not what you do, it's what you start. And that's the big key, is don't ever give up. Be stubborn, be hard-headed, and just keep going.
Yeah, it's literally life-changing. You hear stories like yours, Jason, you just mentioned right there, when your wife was in the hospital. You hear other stories about how people are able to use their cash back to pay for one of their child's a new car for their child, or a used car. Amazing. You know, it really is life-changing. And, you know, people just join, they're not too familiar. They're like, yeah, you know, cash back, it's great. But they don't really realize the impact it can have until they hear stories like that. It really makes you take a step back and think about it. And the cash back is just so unique, the ability to get it. And you mentioned this earlier, Jason, you almost didn't believe it. You almost dropped over when you first heard about it. Did you think that when you first joined, you would be in the position you are now within the company to provide, what's needed for yourself, for your family, the ability to make that daily residual income?
Of course, I knew I would. And I don't say that to be, big-headed or anything, because this business type is so different. This model is just incredible, because, you know, until we can market the air that we breathe, saving money and getting cash back is the second best thing, right? You know, cash back and being able to get money back. Trade money for rebates, because what Savion's wanting is that point of sale data. I mean, that's subconsciously used and eventually paid for. That is just it's just crazy. I mean, I knew we would have an big organization. I just knew we would because of the simple fact of the comp plan was amazing and the product. Oh man, the product is just incredible. I mean, like you said, you know, people paying, you know, buying a car with their cash back money every single month. That's incredible. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, and that's why when I saw it for the first time, I fell out of my chair. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is going to change so many lives. It's going to change our lives, and it's going to change everybody's we touch, as long as they just put a little bit of effort into it. If they don't put any effort into it, it's just like a gym membership. You know, if you get a gym membership and you don't go and work out, do you expect to lose weight? No. You know, that's just the simple facts, you know. But, yeah.
What do you hope to accomplish?
What I hope to accomplish, my goal is to help, help change the financial future of thousands of people, especially in a small town like we're in a small town, Texas, and being able to generate a $600 residual check for thousands of people, that's my ultimate goal. Because if you, as a leader, sacrifice yourself and help your team become profitable in an organization, your time will come. And we've got several folks here in little old Sherman, Texas, that they're making $20, $30, $50, $100 a day, and that's unheard of around here. And I just cannot wait for the future, what it holds.
The thing I love about this company is it truly is a team effort. Regardless, you know, if you're building, if you're not building, it definitely takes a team of people, whether it be someone
right.
who is up in age, let's say, and, they're doing this for the first time. They have maybe a family member helping them out, scanning receipts, let's say, you know, making photocopies, whatever it may be. Or if it's someone who's, just starting out and they're young and they're building a massive organization, truly is a team effort. What has the feedback been like for you Jason, as far as different members of your team, your organization, their feedback as far as how the experience has been like for them, and then maybe people who you also associate with outside of your organization. Just the fact of, the team element. What has the feedback been like that you've gotten about what Savion has given to people?
Well, the excitement of my team. I mean, one of my dear friends, her name is Brenda Birch. She's probably listening to this. She says that every time she talks about Savion, she feels like the Holy Spirit's running through her, and that's that is all inspiring, And the unity and the team building. Yeah, we partnered up with some the Cashback Divas in Denton. And they're not even on our team, but we're always there willing to help each other. And that's very incredible. If we have prospects in there, they'll go and talk to them for us, and we would do the same for them. And it's just really, really neat because I'm not used to that. A lot of people want to, I'm not calling out a lot of people, but I'm just saying some people want to, go and, oh, man, that's got to be a good prospect or whatnot. But, we don't ever have that feeling that people are going to be mischievous on things like that. And that's what I really like. And I think that stems from the corporate staff and the leadership and being able to, be a one giant team. And that's what we are. And that's incredible. And I know a lot of people on our team are excited. I get the question a lot, how's the retention rate? It's a lot better than most I've seen. I can tell you that. And if you're utilizing the cashback, if you're utilizing the product, you shouldn't go anywhere,
Three-star Jason Lyons with us tonight here on Cashback Radio. Hey, man, it's been a lot of fun having you on the show tonight. Where should people go if they want to keep up with you and all your work you're doing with Savion?
You just look me up on Facebook, Jason L. Lyons. You could see you can see all, anything that we do. So go there, or you can go to Critical Success. That's our team branded team name. Stemmed off of Team 1%, but we're still one big group.
Awesome. Love it, man. Jason Lyons, Cashback Radio tonight. A lot of fun, man. Thank you so much for your time. We wish you and your organization all the best moving forward, and we will definitely be on the lookout for you as you keep climbing the ranks throughout Savion.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate it, Brad, and then keep corporate on their toes. We're coming.
Will do. You got it, man. All the best to you. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you.
And there he goes once again, Savion three-star Jason Lyons. Big thanks to him for his time tonight here on Cashback Radio. By the way, if you missed any of our previous episodes, again, we hope you enjoyed our best of shows the last couple of weeks. To catch up with everything on demand, the link always stays the same. It's cashbackradiolive.com. Follow me on Twitter at Brad Dalius. It's D-A-L-I-U-S. We look forward to seeing you next week. Have a good one. Until next time, keep living the dream.